Hello, I am your host, Neil Howard, here on Health Professional Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with returning guest, Dr. Maria Miller. She's section chief of Nicklaus Children's Pediatric Care Centers, returning to talk about the importance of flu vaccinations for kids and their parents, especially now in the COVID-19 environment. Welcome back to Health Professional Radio, Dr. Miller. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, give our listeners a bit of your background for those who may not be familiar with you when you were here with us before.
Yes. So I have been with Nicklaus Children's Hospital now for the past 8 years. As you said, I am the section chief of their pediatric care centers. And the pediatric care centers are pretty much your community clinics that we offer all kinds of services. We work with residents. And we have four locations in South Florida. We're located close to Coral Gables, Florida.
Well, flu season, it comes every year. We're extremely used to flu season. Let's talk about the importance, first of all, of simply getting the flu vaccine for the kids that are going back to school under normal circumstances.
Right. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of a background and data. It is very important to get the flu vaccine. And the reason for this, and especially this year, right, is because, like you said, kids are going back to school. We start seeing the flu around October. And the data from the CDC has shown that in past years, about 62% of children received the vaccine, and about 45% of adults have received the vaccine. As you know, we would like to increase this number because it's just not high enough or where we would want it to be to offer protection. Getting the flu shot this year is particularly important because we have SARS-CoV-2 as well, which is also a respiratory virus. And we want to do whatever we can to minimize having two respiratory outbreaks circulating simultaneously, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know really what co-infection will look like since this is pretty much the first year that we're going to be having this. But we do suspect and worry that infection with one could increase the severity of the other and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And it's also possible that infection with one can weaken your immune system and increase, you know, your susceptibility to the other. So in the last year, 2019, before COVID started, the CDC said that there was about 500,000 people, right? Mm-hmm. They had to go to the hospital for influenza infections. So this year, you can imagine that if we have about the same number of people going to the hospital, compounded by the patients that will be going with SARS-CoV-2, mm-hmm. We're going to overwhelm our system. So the more people that get their flu shot this year, the more cases of influenza we can prevent. And that's the goal of the flu vaccine. We wish we had one for COVID, right? And we don't. But the fact that we do have one for influenza, we really need to push our patients and just the community to get their flu shot this year.
Just to be clear, there are many companies that produce flu vaccines on a yearly basis, correct?
Correct, correct.
Are there vaccines that are specifically for children and specifically for adults? Are there vaccines that are for certain age groups when it comes to the seasonal flu?
So we do. We do have the Fluzone, Flulaval, Fluvarix. There's many vaccines, but for the most part, the dosing is now the same, right? The 0.5, starting at 6 months of age through adult. So pretty much you can, yes, give the same vaccine. Now, in kids, it's a little different, right? The first time that they receive their vaccine, it has to be two doses of the influenza vaccine needs to be given until age 9. Right? And that is given a month apart. After age 9, even if it's the first time they receive it, it's only one dose. So that is a little bit of the difference between children receiving the vaccine for the first time and adults receiving the vaccine for the first time. So children need two doses 1 month apart when it's the first time they get it. After the first year getting it, then they can repeat it. Unless they didn't get the two doses the first year, then the following year they would need to come back for that second dose as well.
Do we as consumers, as people, as a nation, do we fully understand the implications of both of these viruses circulating at the same time? There are many who think that waiting until a COVID-19 vaccine is developed will be a cure-all for the seasonal flu as well as COVID-19, simply because COVID-19 is a much more severe condition than the flu. Does it mean that a vaccine for that is going to eliminate the seasonal flu?
No, no. So just that because we have the vaccine for COVID does not mean, right, that we will eliminate the flu. Has been around and will continue to be around for years to come. And now we are seeing that that's the same thing that's going to be in the case for COVID. However, we do have the vaccine for the flu. So if we have the vaccine that can prevent people from getting the flu, and prevent hospital, you know, unnecessary hospitalizations, then the goal is to get more people vaccinated. But let me just tell you, Neil, I get so many excuses, right? And I think this year, it's so important that we educate. I mean, it's really the only thing that we have in order to be able to help, you know, our communities, is to educate the public. Because a lot of the excuses that I get are, you know, well, the vaccine is not very effective, the flu vaccine, or they're concerned that they'll get the flu from the flu vaccine. Others say, you know, I've never really gotten sick. I'm pretty healthy. I eat well, I exercise. So I rarely get sick. So I don't think I need it. You know, you can hear pretty much every excuse in the books and say they've gotten the shot in the past and that's the sickest, you know, that they've ever felt or the sickest they've ever gotten in, throughout the year. So they have a lot of these excuses. And the most important thing that we can do, like I said, is educate them, right? One of the things that I say when they say, you know, I'll get sick if I get the flu vaccine, you know, I tell them that the vaccine is an inactivated virus. So it's simply not possible, right, to get the flu from it. The other thing is, you know, the flu shot isn't very effective. Well, I always tell them some protection, right, is better than no protection.
That's true.
And every year it varies. Right. Every year it varies. Some years, you know, we tend to get it right. And some years, you know, the flu vaccine isn't as effective, but some protection, again, is better than others. You know, for the I'm healthy, you know, I tell them the flu, just like COVID-19, it spares no one. So even if, you know, you eat right, you exercise, you're healthy, you know, you rarely get sick, it's still a possibility. You know, sometimes they say the flu is just a cold, but it tends to be a little worse in the cold. And just like COVID, there are people that can die of the flu. So, again, it's important. It's not just a cold. It can be, you know, dangerous. Finally, they say, you know, I don't need the shot every year because I received the shot last year. Oh, I should be okay this year. And that's a misconception because you're not protected from the flu shot if you received it the previous year. You need to get it every year.
Talk to those who think that getting the seasonal flu shot means that they can drop their guard against COVID-19.
Right. So one, you know, being vaccinated against the flu doesn't mean that you are protected against COVID-19. So you still have to follow the precautions. You need to wear your mask. You need to do the hand washing. You need to keep your social distance. Those are all important precautions that need to continue to be taken despite getting your flu shot. You know, the flu shot helps. Because, of course, what happens if you were, they both present similarly. If you were presenting with a cough or cold, you know, runny nose, fever, could it be the flu? Could it be COVID-19? It could be, you know, either. And so by getting the flu vaccine, then we are actually also helping to avoid, right, unnecessary COVID testing, because to be honest, you go to the hospital or you go to the emergency room with these kind of symptoms, they would have to test you for both because there's no way of knowing the difference between one or the other. So if we can at least, you know, prevent one, we're definitely doing our part to help with the situation, the current situation.
Maria, give our listeners a website where we can learn some more and, as you say, educate ourselves about the seriousness of this potentially dual infectious environment.
Well, the CDC is always, you know, a good place to go. CDC.gov/flu can give you some information. For parents, I always tell parents that healthychildren.org, it is a website put out by the American Academy of Pediatrics. So information there is always going to be information that you can trust and that you should follow. So those are the ones that I give mostly to my families. Of course, you can go into the Nicholas Children's Hospital website, and we do have information regarding the flu vaccine, and that's www.nicholaschildrens.org.
Maria, always a pleasure. You've always got some great information for us. I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Sure. thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Dr. Maria Miller, Section Chief, Nicklaus Children's Pediatric Care Centers. And we've been discussing the importance of flu vaccines, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.